Hey, it's Tony Bruschi. If you enjoy this podcast, Real Ghost Stories Online, be sure to check out our other paranormal podcast, The Grave Talks, with new episodes every Monday and Tuesday. Just search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts. Now, here's a 15-minute preview of one of this week's episodes of The Grave Talks. Today on The Grave Talks, learning to sense, a conversation with Sean Warren. What happens when, as an adult, you go through a traumatic ending of a relationship? Of course, you work at developing your abilities as a medium to communicate with the dead. At least, that's what Sean Warren did. His desire to discover his skills and use them to help others resulted in a new life and world for him to explore. Today, we discuss his exciting journey and where it's taken him today on The Grave Talks.
Well, Tony, on my team that I'm with, the New Reality, I'm the medium on that side of things. So I've had intuitiveness since I was really young, not really knowing and understanding what it was because of my environment growing up. Definitely wasn't ideal for a child, but I had interest in paranormal as a young kid. I was going into libraries and first, second grade looking for books that had ghosts in it. So I think I was already seeking paranormal without even really understanding why I was doing that. Mm-hmm. I always felt like there was things around me that we couldn't see, but I could feel physically. So that's kind of where it started. The New Reality, we just started doing this about a year ago, and my partner Cody, he's not with us today, but he actually had a full on piece of equipment in his garage turn on by itself without even being plugged in. So we both had a lot of paranormal activity growing up. We really have as we grew.
So tell me back, when you were a kid, you had the interest, like many of us who have the interest, we're looking for, kids are looking for books on baseball and this and that, like you're looking for ghosts. I was doing, the same thing. And it was
yeah, were you?
Yeah, it's exactly what I was doing, that. And then I also liked Choose Your Own Adventure. Those were kind of fun, too. When I wasn't researching ghosts, I was Choose Your Own Adventure. And usually if I could find a ghostly one, that was even better. So you have those, that passion, that interest, and you're not, quite sure why, but it's what you're drawn to. Tell me about the, you have that passion, that interest, and you kind of have that sense that, you're feeling things, but everything is new when you're a kid and you don't know, is this normal? Is this what everybody else is feeling? Or is it going to hit them next month as, everybody kind of develops things differently? Tell me how that kind of developed for you in terms of realizing your sensibilities that you have.
I think I always saw myself and was always called weird. So I was a loner then. Like, I never really fit in. Mm-hmm. Again, knowing and having the intuitiveness, I never really fit in. So I really didn't have a lot of friends. I had a twin brother and he had more friends, and I was kind of just doing my own thing. And again, just feeling, I think I just knew because I was very empathic. I could feel people's emotions. I found myself, and again, this is not really paranormal. It was more like my mediumship side of thing. I guess that is paranormal, supernatural in some ways. I found myself really becoming a counselor as a young kid. I found myself really, a lot of like females were coming up to me that were abused. Unfortunately, that's happened often. And I did find myself just counseling and understanding what to say before I even knew what I was doing. I look back now and what I'm doing as a medium, obviously in the paranormal field, as well as doing readings for people, I understood myself doing those things already. So I think I was already connecting to spirit, if you will, as a medium, mm-hmm. even when I was young. So it wasn't even like investigating ghosts. It was already communicating with people that have already passed. Yeah. So I think I already started having an understanding with them.
Tell me about the connection there, when you're talking to living people, and it's nothing about ghosts, it's talking to people about trauma, it's talking to people about what they're going through, and you just having empathic abilities to relate and feel and help them through that. There's a good correlation there, I think, between being able to sense that and be empathic with the living, and then also sense things on the other side. Would you agree?
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, tell me.
To get specifics, that's difficult. Like, yeah. Again, you got to be that connected.
And how, you know, how was it, you know, you said, you know, you'd have, you know, female friends and stuff coming up to you that had gone through abuse and things of that nature that wanted to talk, wanted to be friends, wanted someone that would listen. Tell me how that kind of made the connection then for you of understanding your abilities to connect with others and beyond.
So, Tony, it's taken quite a while to really understand that's what I was doing. even more recent is when I really actually embraced the ability. But back then, I just think I had things coming out of my mouth, and I never understood how I had answers or how and what to say to these poor ladies and or girls, actually. But I just had this already awareness to know what to say to comfort them, to have them feel more comfortable about what they're in. I was already counseling, and it was all natural. I don't know where the information came from when I was that age. I think it was just, again, like you said, growing up, you don't know what's right or wrong or what's weird or what's not weird. So I knew that I just went with it. And I knew that I felt comfortable to share these things with these poor ladies that were going through the trauma. Mm-hmm. Very natural, very natural.
Tell me how your kind of journey continued as you began to, you know, understand this more. And when you started to kind of feel like, okay, there is something more here. What were some of your first experiences that kind of opened your eyes a little bit more to, oh, this is interesting, you know, the world of ghosts, paranormal, supernatural, whatever you want to call it?
So what's nice, I love this kind of story because, you know, unfortunately through life, we all go through our own traumas and whatnot. I was married, had a child, and so unfortunately things didn't go well, and it caused a great trauma for me, you know, because I was all about having a family-oriented deal. And again, it just back growing up, it was very toxic, and I wanted to have my own piece of the Brady Bunch, if you will.
Sure.
But realizing that as that relationship went, it wasn't going to be a Brady Bunch thing. It wasn't even going to be a good relationship. So long story short, with that, it ended up becoming toxic, and it didn't work out. And it was kind of an ugly situation as far as the ending of it. Mm-hmm. Which caused me trauma, which caused me deep pain, which also opened me up to the ability or made me more aware would be a better word that I had this ability, an awareness that I wasn't sure of. From that point on, I felt like I had things that were helping direct me to where I am today. You know, not just trying to knowing that at this point I have to find something. I have to look for something when something is out there that I need to do, and I'm not sure what that is. So I went on this search, this spiritual search, if you will, and went to. I found myself. It was funny because one of my toxic friends. We both drank because we were both going through all this trauma. He's like, bro, you know, he was going through some marital issues and really he went to this woman and he came back to me, and how he explained it to me was, dude, you got to meet this woman. She does this hibbity dibbity shit. Well, what he was talking about was this woman was teaching meditation. So, and again, I grew up in a religious background, and in meditation, what's that? You know, sure. That's Buddhism. That's not Christian. That's not, you know, you know what I mean? That's not in line with what I've been doing all my life. But it felt like there was something deep inside of me that said, you need to research this. You need to follow this. This is the path you're supposed to be on. I won't go into too many details, but I know when I went to the first session, the first thing we talked about was the marriage that didn't work out and how I was done wrong. And I got like a half hour into it. I said, ma'am, this isn't the reason I'm here. I truly feel like I was told to come here for a reason. She looks at me and she goes, I know why. And then she actually introduced me to mediumship, or not mediumship, meditation. Mm-hmm. That was the doorway. It was already there, but once I started meditating and started calming the mind, we created this meditation group, and we had 12 plus people in this team, this group that would come, you know, weekly. I was doing this with my, we'll get to the point where I meet my partner in crime with the new reality. I was actually this meditation group. I was working with Cody's uncle with this group. And again, we worked together to get a meditation group once a week. Well, one day, myself and Cody's family, Tim was his uncle's name, and a bunch of their family members showed up at this lake. And I remember looking across the way and I saw Cody, which is my present partner. I remember seeing him and saying, asking Tim, who is the guy across the way? He goes, oh, that's my nephew, Cody. I said, And I knew right away, as soon as I saw him, that we had this strong connection and that I knew that we were going to be doing work together.
Mm-hmm.
That was like 14 years ago. We're still presently, we were doing the metaphysical thing. We did paranormal. This will kind of reach into more of how I got into the paranormal field. Came to the first our first meditation group, and it was kind of strange because my animal totem's a lion. He did his first meditation. He said when he closed his eyes, he saw a lion jump out of my chest, which is more for courage and strength. But so again, there was already this connection that was unexplainable. It was really a strange connection. A couple months went by. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Continue on.
A couple of months went by, and I don't know if you've ever heard of Meetup, but it's an app you get on your phone for different groups.
Yeah.
Well, he had decided he was going to look for paranormal on Meetup. Well, he finds a group, a Meetup group, and he ends up going on this investigation and gets all this activity, and he's like, oh my God, like Sean's supposed to be doing this too. He calls me that night and says, bro, you have to do this. And I knew as soon as he said it to me, I go, this is the direction I'm supposed to be going. I'm supposed to do paranormal.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say, I think it was like a week later, I went on my first investigation with Cody. And again, as soon as we started together, it was like we were meant to work together. We had all this activity. It was in a canyon where there was an Indian massacre by a bunch of miners. And the place was off the hook. We were already feeling what was in the canyon. We were making statements that were factual. We also, what we were feeling, it was causing, like, we were getting paranormal activity, like, as soon as we walked into the place. And the team we went with didn't know us. They're like, holy crap, what are these guys about? So it was very natural for us to get into the paranormal field.
Hope you enjoyed this 15-minute preview of one of this week's two brand new episodes of The Grave Talks. To hear the rest and get new episodes every Monday and Tuesday right in your podcast feed, search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts and press subscribe or visit thegravetalks.com.